as the world turns down at Foxborough, more drama. We had a caller the other day said it was like a soap opera down there, and it kind of is getting to be that way.
Yep.
With Gerard Mayo now, the main focus, he says, is on the guys inside the building trying to block out all the noise, something that you know is not practiced down there, never really practiced there. Even when Belichick used to go around trumpeting that, you knew that everybody paid attention to the noise. They never blocked it out. They were just good and could win games and didn't care about the noise. When you suck, the noise is louder and it means more. And Mayo's on the hot seat right now. I think there's no question about it. There's a lot of smoke now towards the idea of him maybe getting relieved at the end of this year or in season if things continue down this path. And that seemed unheard of to me, like really unheard of that they would go back on this after, as we've mentioned, and everybody mentions it every single day, the incredible commitment that the Crafts put to Gerard Mayo. And I know people say, oh, every single time a coach gets hired, the owner comes out and talks about him. Not like this. Not like this. I don't ever remember an owner coming out and talking about a new hire like this, especially one with no experience, and especially one who 5 years ago when he decided that he was going to be the guy had no coaching experience at all.
Yep.
I mean, that's really the meat and potatoes of this. And not only would it be horrible PR for the Crafts, it would be bad for the team. I think that in general, like you making that decision and sort of going there, we think that this season's rock bottom. Firing the coach after one season, or having it come to that and sort of admitting that this was a mistake on all of our parts and that we really went about this entire process the wrong way, that's something that's going to be hard to recover from, I think, unless you really, the next guy's a grand slam home run. And I think at this point, no matter what ends up happening with Gerard Mayo down the line, we can say, at the very least, it was a disastrous start to his tenure here.
Oh, and it gets
and
worse.
It still is one right now.
I thought today it might quiet down. Today threw a little more gasoline on it. You got Kayshon Booty saying basically he only gets the ball when he calls for it. He has to ask for the two deep balls he's gotten that have been two of the better plays,
and
better throws. That was Tom Curran interrupting me. Tom, you stay in your own lane.
Sorry, wrong button.
My show right now. And you have K.J. Osborne basically saying he wants to be traded. He didn't say it, but he did not say it when he was given an alley-oop question from Chris Mason. I didn't expect I'd hear that. I thought maybe some of the reins would be tightened after all the idiocy that has been spewing from that locker room, from the social media. But the idiocy continues. I don't know if Gerard Mayo is not trying to squash it, is not capable of squashing it, but right now it doesn't matter. The result is the result. It seems like it's getting worse, not better. And you're right. Owners praise everybody they hire because they hopefully wouldn't hire them if they didn't think they were
worth
it.
You don't hire somebody and be like, this guy sucks, but we're giving him a chance. You know.
But do they always, or have they ever compared them to their selection of their wives?
Not that I can think of.
That's taking it next level. And I do think they've done a disservice to everybody involved with the tale about Israel. It was just a dumb narrative to put out there. Mm. And I'm assuming there's some truth to it. I'm going to say it's not just fictionalized. I'm guessing there's some truth to it.
I mean, they went to Israel, right?
Yes.
Like, they all went there.
Yes.
They were at the airport. And I'd imagine Gerard Mayo was talking to everybody about the trip. And that's really impressed Robert Kraft for some reason. But, I mean, listen, what are you going to say? Like, yeah, I think that all happened the way that they described it.
Why tell people that story?
That's the reason you hired your head coach?
You know when you tell that story? When you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then you go, I've never told this story before, but I picked Gerard Mayo as my next head coach before he had coached a single game.
Exactly.
Not when he's in the midst of looking like a guy who's never coached a single game.
Tom Brady, that whole, I'm the best decision you ever made. That's not a story you tell unless Tom Brady goes on to be a great quarterback or the greatest player in the history of the sport. Otherwise, it's just some cocky sixth-round pick looking like a jacket. You know, like
if Rohan Davey had told that story, it's a stupid story.
No one cares. Exactly. It only matters when you have results, when you produce.
So,
and I feel like the Crafts are caught up in the story more than they are actually putting a team together. You
but
know?
Now
that's
they're very much in the middle of the story because I think from afar we all thought it was crazy that they hired him in a sense, especially when we got this backstory of Israel and 5 years earlier and all that.
Right.
Now, I don't know what craziness is. Like, I know chaos is in the midst of that organization.
Sure.
Absolute chaos. Is it crazier to keep Gerard Mayo, or is it crazier to say, this is a disaster, we got to rip the Band-Aid off and go in a different direction, despite the fact, as you brought up yesterday, this whole year was about one thing.
Yep.
Drake May.
Yes.
And through two starts, Drake May is so good that he got Dan Orlovsky to backtrack on his idiotic opinion that he should wait 2 years before he played. And Chase Daniel, another backup quarterback, did a 20-minute breakdown where it was Patriots porn, where he was telling you how great Drake May is. Oh, this is great. The throw, the feet, the this, the that. For 20 minutes. Go look it up on Twitter. And Drake May is great and everything else is a mess. You know, everyone sucks but me kind of mentality.
Right.
I never saw that coming. And do you want to keep Drake May in that world where he is the only good in the middle of a chaotic storm?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you risking hurting Drake May? Because Alex Van Pelt, feels like Alex Van Pelt's in trouble one way or the other.
Yeah.
He could either be out because Gerard Mayo's out and somebody brings their own new coaching staff in, or
he's out because they don't want to fire Mayo and they have to fire somebody.
Go.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Either way, that's bad for Drake May,
yes.
Who the one thing they've done well, apparently, is develop Drake May. And Drake May, every time we talk to him, praises Alex Van Pelt. Seems to like Alex
praises
Van Pelt.
Everybody.
I mean, no, I know, but yeah. I'm a sucker. I know, but he seemed like it was very natural. Other people praise people, and I'm like, you don't even really believe that, right? Like, you know when it's real and you know when it isn't. It feels real. Now, I continue to wonder, is there any world where you can keep Alex Van Pelt as your quarterback coach, as your Drake May coach, as your whatever?
Absolutely, I think there is, because I don't think he's going to get a whole bunch of other OC offers.
And he doesn't seem like the type of guy who'll just be like, F you, I'm out of here.
Right.
Because you're right. He might, you know. There's money here, and if you quit, you don't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're making decent, I gotta be
guy like him.
In the millions,
get his talons into Drake May and hold on tight.
That's what I would do.
You know,
and then when you're done, your resume is even if you're not in the football anymore. Because all we heard from some media guys is like, oh, he was right on Drake May. You know, they go back and they
right.
they have the pelts on the wall. If you develop Drake May, you're gonna be a QB guru. Go run camps. I'm the guy who developed Drake May. Kids,
yeah.
Come pay me $10,000.
And that's a good thing to be. It's
right.
If you're in a disposition like that where you may not be getting a ton of other offers at OC. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Before we go to the phones, though, Tommy Curran was on with the Midday Show yesterday. And listen, they were broadcast partners on Quickslants, right?
Co-hosts together.
Gerard Mayo is a co-host on that show. I believe Tommy Curran still has a pretty good relationship with Gerard Mayo. I don't know that for sure, but I would think so. Listen to what Curran
really
said.
Did.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not now after this. This is what Curran said about Mayo and his job security yesterday with Jones and Keefe.
Well, I would think now.
Yeah.
Have to do it now. Not to the point where you're saying, okay, if you continue this way, we're going to have to move on from you. Because I think they all acknowledged, Mayo included, definitely Kraft, look, this is going to be a year with some bumps and fits and starts. I don't think in their wildest dreams did they play out and gameplay worst case scenario. But this is playing out as worst case scenario. Mayo needs help. There's absolutely no question that he needs better guidance on his messaging and which way to go. Because the futility of it and the exasperation, I guess, that is evident, you can't allow that to seep in.
So, not necessarily denying anything.
No.
And not saying that he's getting fired either. But, I mean, that was a very telling answer, I think, there from Tommy Curran, just about acknowledging that this isn't going well. And it's going, even though people expected there to be bumps and blah, whatever he said, along the way, and there have been, it's worse than they thought. This is worse than they were expecting.
You can't fire him right now, in my opinion. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You're Robert
right.
Kraft, you're the owner. You like Gerard Mayo, correct?
Yes.
You respect Gerard Mayo. If you fired him now, he goes down as the worst head coach in the history of football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exaggerating. I literally believe he would be labeled the worst head coach in the history of football.
Yeah.
Because Bobby Petrino ran out on his team, but it was later than this in the year. Rich Kotite is a guy that
Kotite,
is
I was
going to
say, Ron Rust.
Like, this
Al Groh.
7 or 8 games into his first season, you
yeah.
fire him after telling the world that he was a culture builder and a people person and the best candidate and this and that. I feel like that would be doing him dirty a little bit if you truly like him and don't want to railroad him.
Who was the guy in the Jets that only lasted the 1 year? He was with the Dolphins. What was his name? It was just
Adam Gase.
Adam Gase, yeah, he's got to be up there.
Yeah, no, there's a crew of them, but I think Mayo would be labeled the worst coach in the history of football, the worst head coach in NFL history. So I think he makes it to the end of the season, almost no matter what, almost regardless. But I keep saying that, and things change and get worse by the week, because I didn't envision this. And Curran's
Hackett last year, he's got to be on that list.
He's a bad coach.
Yeah.
Curran's wrong in one sense, that this isn't worst case scenario.
Not yet. No, it could get worse.
And May could suck. Yeah. If May were sucking right now, if you waited
that's
to put
worse,
May
yeah,
in,
that's worse than this.
And
yeah.
he threw four picks and looked inept, that's even worse because you bungled that even more than we thought you bungled that. So it's there's a little bit of a distractor here that, well, they have developed the quarterback behind the scenes. He looks really good. Even his biggest critics are saying he looks really good and has come a long way in a short period of time. So this isn't worst-case scenario, which makes it all that more remarkable that the Sharks smell blood in the water. It feels like everybody now thinks he could get fired, at least on some level, that there's a what's the percent chance you'd put on it right now that he could get fired at the end of the year?
I'd say 33 up from 25. You know, I said, because I said 75% chance that he's going to make it to the end. And that was up from like, that was down from like 99. Now I'd say it's about two thirds. I'm two thirds sure he's going to make it the end of the year.
Entering the season, I thought it was 100% chance he was back. I thought it was 100% chance. I thought Robert Kraft was all in and it was just, that's what it was going to be.
I still think that he will, but not 100%. No.
I'm more like there's a 66% chance he's back. I think it's fading. Because I think this is wearing on him.
Yeah.
I think it's wearing on the organization. And I think they're going to start trying things. I wonder if there'll be play calling changes. Does Ben McAdoo suddenly take a bigger voice? Do we start hearing references from players to what Ben McAdoo is imparting on this team? Because he's the most experienced guy.
Yes.
He's a head coach. He's been around the game. He's the best case scenario.
He's got more experience
Mayo.
Than everybody else combined.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that
he wasn't great either, but he does have experience.
But if you have that guy on your staff, isn't that why he's on the staff? To advise in a sort of bigger picture way?
You'd have to ask them why he's on the staff, but that's what why you'd think you'd bring in a guy like that. Yes.
My guess is they're turning to Ben McAdoo. Mayo should be turning to him. They should all be turning to him and saying, all right, we need some help here. You've been through this. You've been railroaded. You've been fired. You've been a mess. Like, how do we steer the hell out of this right now? Because right now it's a disaster.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls. First, here's Jackson with what's trending. And when we come back, we mentioned Drake May. Can Drake May save this? Can Drake May save everyone's job? Can Drake May save this organization? We'll ask that question with you right after Jackson gets you caught up on what's trending.